Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for our Monday Atlanta United recap with 92.9 The Game soccer analyst Jason Longshore on Dukes and Bell.
Jason Longshore is in studio with us here. It is brought to you by Heineken, guys. Great taste, zero alcohol. And first and foremost, man, it feels good to get a win. You know, I said this over the weekend. Braves get a split. Atlanta United back in the win column. We got a chance to watch Tiger, one of the all-time greats, get back and win a major. I mean, it was a good weekend. But there are questions, Jason. First and foremost, thanks for joining us, man.
No problem. Anytime. Good to see you guys.
You too. Mike and I brought this up. We'll start with Ezekiel Barco, who was a spark off the bench. Why was he on the bench?
Tactics. I think it was tactical. You look at the way New England approaches the match. They're allergic to the ball. They want no part of connecting passes. They're just going to play long, play direct. So when you do that, you have to play two holding midfielders. So you bring Jeff Lorenowitz in to play with Eric Rometty. You're sacrificing somebody. It's going to be Barco. It's going to be Tito. It's going to be Julian Gressel. In this one, you sacrificed Barco to go with three strong central midfielders. Now, where I'll give a ton of credit to not just Barco's play, but Darlington Nagbe, because his role going in was to be that number 10, get forward, spark the attack when you can. He had to change his mindset to now I have to drop in and fight and scrap and win the second ball. Nagbe was outstanding.
The thing about Barco is I thought I understand the tactical aspect of it, Jason. We were talking to start the show. I thought he turned a corner. I thought he'd play with some spark. I thought you saw it against Monterey at times. Again, there's been moments where the whole team was dealing with the weather and everything else. But has Barco become that guy? You'll see him now starting, or you'll still see him coming off the bench?
No, I think he has. I think this was purely the tactics of this match.
Okay.
You could have sat Nagbe. People would have had questions. You could have sat Gressel. People would have had questions. You could have sat Tito. People would have had questions. You had to pick one because of the way this match played out. I think Barco's a key. I really do. I thought he came in, you know, any young player, you don't get that start. You want to play 90 minutes every game, come in with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, want to prove something. He did.
By the way, I'm a big Rometty fan. I bought the jersey because I like his style, but he's been off to a sluggish start. So under the circumstances aside, with the concussion, I don't know if that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, we have to see what's going to happen with Eric, and there's just no way to know right now. I mean, concussion stuff, I've been through it. You know, plenty of athletes have. You don't know what the reaction's going to be. It was a really tough situation happening 15 seconds into the match. You don't want to blow a sub unless you have to. You know, we don't know what happened down on the field. I do think the league needs to think about a better concussion protocol system. It's something soccer as a whole needs to think about. I mean, we've seen in World Cup finals, players knocked out and then playing and don't remember it. Stuff like that. You have to figure out a way, and rugby's done a good job of this, where if there's a potential for a concussion, they allow a temporary sub. And it's an independent, not a team doctor, but an independent doctor who allows that to happen. I think we need to think about something like that. But and Rometty, just as his play, he's been okay. He hasn't been what we saw last year. I agree. He needs to kind of find that two-way form again.
Right.
We haven't seen it yet. A little bit of time off. Let's see how he bounces back.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is Jason Longshore, analyst for our Atlanta United here on the program. It's Dukes and Bell. As far as, you know, when the match started, and I'm going, Parkhurst is playing what? Right back. Okay, right. Explain this from a tactical standpoint, because a lot of people are like, what are we doing?
Man, welcome to the new modern world of soccer here, because this is what's happening a lot. It's not so much position and rigid positioning. It's tactics based off what the opponent's going to do and what you can do. In this case, again, New England's going to play direct. You'd like to have another guy on your back line who can deal with those balls out of the air. Parker's normally playing center back. He's going to be fine there. You want him to kind of stay at home a little bit more, because New England's just going to bomb it over the top. They're not going to try to build up that way. He's a center back. He's comfortable staying there. But Breck Shea on the other side did the same thing. Both of them sat back, and New England only had one shot on goal all night.
You thought Breck Shea played well?
I thought Breck played very well. Recovered possession more than anybody else in Atlanta United's team. Picked his spots to go forward. And where I was so impressed with him was his game is going forward. That's what we know him to be. That's what he brings to the table. In this one, the situation didn't call for that, and he was able to do kind of the dirty work of playing left back. Just sit back, just win balls out of the air, win the second ball, get it forward as quick as you can. Did the job.
It is our man Jason Longshore, guys, at Longshoe on Twitter. You want to talk to him. We're back in action Saturday, guys, 4 o'clock against the FC Dallas, who are scoring a lot of goals. They're, I think, fourth-place tie in the Western Conference. We'll talk more about that in a sec. I saw that Tito's got the speed. We talked about, can Tito do some of the things, maybe not for the entire match, that Miggy can do, but you saw the speed. The one time that Farrell kind of Olay'd him, it creates a goal. It all started by Joseph with an over-the-shoulder kick, which is neat. But then Farrell kind of bowed up. But I got to be honest with you, I thought we could have like 4 or 5 goals in this game.
Yeah, there were a few goals left on the table. Joseph had a couple. Tito had one. I think Gressel had one. They made life easy for Cody Cropper a couple of times, shots right at him. But you created a ton of chances. On the night, created 18 chances. That's better than we've seen all season. We've had this conversation before after matches. You know, you're creating chances. Now the goals aren't coming. Before, we weren't creating the chances. It's a process. You're going to have games like this. What's impressive is when you create the chances, you don't get as many goals as you'd like, but you keep the other team at zero. The defense does the job.
Atlanta United wins 2-0 against New England. Talk about the Barco goal. He took a shot where he normally – you're kind of going, he's going to take the shot? Oh, he took the shot! Right? I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, we had the perfect angle on it because we were right behind, like between the goal and us, Barco was right there. So I see that cross from Tito. Joseph makes the run. All the defenders collapse on Joseph Martinez. Just wide open space there. Barco races onto it, and he's 1v1 with a defender. And I'm just sitting there like, come on, you've got this one. This is the one for you to cut it. When he cut to the right, I knew he was about to hit it. And it's just, I hope he placed it right.
And right, these are the things we saw from PT Martinez, which brings me to the question about him. Now, we know he got a little banged up in international competition, but I talked to Carl, $40 million in transfer fees. You can't have this guy sitting on the bench. I mean, don't you let Pity play out of whatever this malaise or slump or new beginning in MLS is?
Well, if you're in a situation like this one in New England and you know what the game's going to give you, you know what you're going to deal with. And this is something a lot of people talk about, that a team should be better than they can put their stamp on the game. They don't have to adjust to the opposition. Look, sometimes you do. We all know that. If you don't factor in who you're playing and you don't create a tactical plan to do that, you're going to have problems, no matter how good you are. So in this game, again, you had to make decisions about who you're going to play. Pity banged up, let him sit. Let him sit and be 90 minutes fresh for this one at home against Dallas.
Interesting. Speaking of that, Mike mentioned they're scoring a lot of goals. What else do we know about this Dallas FC team?
Young. Paxton Pomacall has been their top player this season.
Good name.
19. Yeah, great name. 19 years old. One of the great young American talents. He is a player similar to Andrew Carlton that a lot of people have high expectations for as a playmaker, as an exciting attacking player for the United States down the road. 19 years old, he's delivering on that so far. Michael Badios, one of the fastest players in the league. Lucci Gonzalez is a new manager, and he's worked with a lot of these guys in Dallas. Lucci.
Oh, I thought you said Gucci.
No, Lucci.
Scusi.
Luciano Lucci.
Right, right.
But good player, good manager as a young guy who's kind of, you know, still not really scared of anything yet. And he knows these players from having them in the academy.
So to your point about, you know, how you will go about creating your chemistry or your strategy for the match, do we dictate it to them? They've given up 8 goals, scored 12. We've obviously gotten off to a very slow start. I mean, Joseph, we said he could have very easily 2 goals last night. I mean, do we attack? What's our fighting style look like?
I think you attack because I don't see Dallas as a team who's going to sit in bunker. I just don't see them having that yet. A young team, they want to come out and play. I think the numbers show that so far. You're scoring a lot of goals. You're giving up a lot of goals. They're not going to sit in bunker. That was the big difference here is New England didn't sit in bunker. Every team that we've seen in MLS so far has sat and bunkered against Atlanta. You get an opponent who doesn't, it's a lot easier for Atlanta to play.
They're real alleys of attack, too, by the way. It seemed like there were lanes.
They're just
open.
Throwing numbers forward. There's no real tactics for New England other than we're going to chase everything. We're going to try to force you up against the touchline. And we're going to bomb it forward, and we're going to send as many numbers forward as possible. That creates opportunities.
For Atlanta United fans who are going, all right, yeah, we won. But what should I really be feeling better about moving forward? Because the real question is this a start of the norm for us?
It needs to be. I think you can feel good about this match. Team looked sharp. Team looked fit. Team had that extra step, that pep in their step a little bit. Comes from the rest. Now you're going to be facing, in these next 2 matches, you're going to face a Dallas team that I think will play you straight up. I think they're going to try to play Atlanta should be able to handle that. And you're going to play a Colorado team that hasn't been good historically, but a team that's going to sit back and defend. And you're going to have to break them down. Hopefully the confidence you gained out of New England and you gained some more against Dallas, you go into a Colorado match that you're a better team. And even if they sit in bunker, you should break them down.
The Frank DeBoer stamp on the team, like the 4-3-3, we've talked so much about it, and you said don't get caught up in it. But Carl already brought up Michael Parker. So you think we'll consider more of these little nuances and twists?
I think you'll see a lot of twists. I think you'll see a lot of that. That's, you know, you think to the top teams in the world, and you think to the way they play, they will shift things around. They will shift things around, and you'll see players who you're like, oh, he's not playing normal position. You want soccer players. And you want to put your players like chess pieces on the field in the best way to take advantage of what the opponent's going to give you.
It is Jason Longshore, guys, joining us. He is brought to you by our friends at Heineken. Great taste, zero alcohol. And apparently, Jason, now Mike is bringing us some food.
Hey, you know, y'all have me on the show all the time. So I arranged for our friends over at Nina and Rafi's.
Hey!
A guy that Mike knows very well, Billy Streck.
Yeah.
Big fan of the show.
I was talking about Cypress Bar. They do the donut, the Sublime Donut Burger thing, which is one of my favorites. But yeah, Billy's a big fan, a good dude.
Yeah, Billy said, I need to bring some pizzas to the guys.
Hey,
so,
man.
Hey.
We love it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we will never turn
right,
down
pizza. Let's cut to a commercial immediately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.